The tourism industry in Hawaii is worth almost $17 billion. Visitors from China make up a pretty small portion of that, less than 2% of the state's 10 million annual visitors. But Chinese tourists spend more than those from any other location, and some policymakers are arguing that's exactly the kind of visitor Hawaii should be trying to attract. Glenn Mackay chairs the state Senate committee overseeing economic development and tourism. He spoke with HPR's Ryan Finnerty about how Chinese visitors fit into Hawaii's tourism economy.
At the moment, they're not that important. They represent about 1.5% of our 10 million visitors, and actually, over the past year, has declined. So in 2016, we had 150,000 Chinese visitors. Last year, we saw that drop to 134,000. So we saw a 10% drop in Chinese visitors in the past 2 years.
And is there, do we have any idea why that downward trend is the case?
One can kind of point to just what's going on the federal level. I don't think Trump is winning a lot of Chinese favor with his trade policies. And we have this longstanding problem in America of visa requirements. So a Chinese person could have an assortment of other destinations to choose from. Why have to go to the U.S. Embassy to get a visa to come to America? So a lot of Chinese are choosing to go elsewhere in their travel decisions.
So the trade dispute is perhaps contributing to the downward trajectory, but not the sole cause of.
Oh, no, not the sole cause. I think the bigger issue is that visa requirements. If we could ever get to having a visa waiver program with China, then you will see throughout America a higher influx of Chinese visitors.
How do Chinese visitors compare to Americans or visitors from other countries in terms of per visitor spending? Because I know that's one of the metrics that's always cited as being very important.
Yes, and you know, that's something that we really are looking at locally because of the pushback from the local community that, you know, 10 million might be the tipping point and that we should pivot away from marketing and look more at the management side of tourism. We want to have the same economic, if not larger economic impact with less of the human impact. So we've kind of legislatively convey to the Hawaii Tourism Authority, take your foot off the gas for marketing a bit and really focus on cultural and environmental enhancement. And in doing that, who and what are the markets that we should be looking at? And the Chinese market, albeit right now is relatively small for the state of Hawaii, has the best potential because you find that the Chinese visitors spend more. They spend about $352 a day compared to the Japanese and Korean visitors. Japanese will spend about $250 a day. So they're big spenders, and they stay longer here. The statistics from HTA show that a Chinese visitor here will spend upwards of 7 days here. By comparison, a Japanese visitor will spend 6 days here. And what's also interesting about the Chinese market is they don't just travel in couples. Generally, they travel with their families. So the impact is much larger with the Chinese population. We just have to perhaps wait out what's going on in the federal level and at an appropriate time, really push to try and grow our Chinese market presence here in the state of Hawaii.
Are there any initiatives that are being undertaken to expand the numbers of Chinese visitors coming?
I don't think that we're there yet. I mean, there's no sense in us spending a heck of a lot of marketing dollars or redoing signage in Waikiki or tourist areas if the Chinese are not here. So I think I was conveying to the Hawaii Tourism Authority, we just kind of take a wait and see attitude, see if Trump changes his ways or Trump is no longer our president, and see what on the federal level, what changes can be done there. There's really no sense on a statewide level for us to pour a lot of resources into the Chinese market yet. When that day comes and things change on the national level, I think that's when we need to really open up our opportunities and have more marketing funds flow into China.
What are some of the long-term investments or changes that Hawaii or Hawaii businesses might need to make to appeal to the Chinese market? I noticed just recently that you're seeing more businesses take China UnionPay the way JCB started being accepted at a lot of local retailers 20 years ago.
Oh, sure. Anything that's going to make the ease of commerce better and make them feel more comfortable here, so inclusive of changing signage, having staff that speaks Chinese, offering maybe more of Chinese dishes at restaurants, we really should be prepared when that day comes on the federal level to just lay out the beach mat for the Chinese visitors.
To be a fertile environment to cultivate more tourism,
yes,
for them.
Yes, exactly.
Do we have any idea why the numbers coming from China are so much lower than, say, Japan?
Well, Japan is a mature market. Hawaii's been cultivating that market for 40 years, and we've just, I would say less than 10 years, have kind of tried to cultivate the Chinese market. But again, it really is due to that visa restriction that is still hanging over the Chinese.
How much does the maturity or the maturing of the Chinese economy come into play? Because they now have a very well-established middle class. Travel is becoming much more of a normal thing for regular Chinese citizens, perhaps, than it was 20 or 30 years ago.
Yeah, I mean, you're seeing that the Chinese have an appetite to travel. Statistics show that last year, 160 million Chinese traveled abroad. How many did the U.S. capture? About 3 million. So you can see this is not just a Hawaii issue. They just are choosing not to, for a multitude of reasons, not to come to America. And when they do, I think Hawaii should be positioned quite well to capture that market. But the Chinese are maturing. They're seeing the world. They finally have the financial ability to see beyond their borders and are certainly exploring the world. America just is not at this point capturing the economic benefits of that exploration.
What have you been hearing from constituents, from businesses and managers in the community about how this, some of these impediments at the federal level, whether the visas or the trade war, how it's affecting their businesses as it comes to either buying or selling to China?
I don't hear a lot from the tourism industry. In my swim lane at the Capitol, I take care of energy. I hear a lot more from the guys in the energy space as to how solar panels, wind turbines are getting more expensive because a lot of that steel comes out of China. But to be honest, in the tourism sector, I haven't heard a lot of folks really paying attention to the value of the Chinese market.
Reflective of the fact that Chinese visitors are a relatively small portion of Hawaii's visitor economy.
That's correct. But I think has very huge upsides if we time our marketing correctly.
And so it's reasonable then to expect that because the tourism industry is the dominant economic driver of Hawaii's economy, that this trade war maybe won't have such significant negative impacts here as it might in a place where manufacturing or shipping is more important to the local economy.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if Hawaii was a manufacturing state, we would be devastated by what is going on in the national level. It's kind of interesting, right, that tourism is such a fickle and volatile industry. Natural disasters, man-made disasters, dramatically and instantaneously affect the numbers of tourists that we have coming here. But manufacturing generally is a stable economic driver, and people don't just at a flip of a switch stop buying cars, stop buying corn. There's a long runway. So in this particular case, I think Hawaii is blessed that what's going on nationally, albeit detrimental to the U.S. economy with the trade war with China, isn't having a huge effect locally because of the fact that the Chinese are currently not a huge factor in our tourism base.
When it comes to the idea you mentioned earlier about cultivating a tourist who maybe stays longer, spends more money, and kind of contributes more financially to economic output here, and that being potentially a Chinese visitor, how do we bring them in without just increasing the total number of people? So if we attract an additional 1 million Chinese visitors a year, how do we make the switch from just going to 11 million? You know, how does that play out?
I think you're already seeing it on the local level. Just the fact that the city finally, city of Honolulu, finally got guardrails around short-term vacation rentals, that in itself will drive down the number of visitors that are coming here, which I think is good because we don't need to have 11 million cheap, frugal visitors here. I think if we have 9.5 million, larger portion of them being Chinese visitors, we're going to see the same economic benefits for the state with fewer human impacts on the state.
So a substitution, so say.
Yes. Swapping out one cheap visitor for one free spending visitor.
Well, Senator Glenn Wakai, thanks so much for your time today.
Thank you for having me, Ryan.
That was Senator Glenn Wakai talking to HBR's Ryan Finnerty about the impacts of tariffs and Chinese tourism affecting Hawaii's economy. We'll have links to more data on the state's visitor industry at hawaiipublicradio.org.